59 minutes and 58 seconds time remaining. Speech off.
Hello, Audio Boo. It is just about a quarter past 8 in the morning of the 12th day of February, and this is the 12th day of the February challenge. Food, glorious food, is our topic. In short, describe our relationship with food and to food. What we like, what we don't like, what's our typical food, what can we do without, what's our signature drink, whether or not we believe organic is a good, viable, and genuine solution, whether we like to share our food with others. Well, just as well I have an hour-long account, but I hope I don't bore you with it. I don't plan to fill an hour, but, you know. So, while I think it's very right that I should make myself breakfast while I'm talking about this. Sometimes my breakfast, almost always my breakfast will have coffee in it. Unless I'm not feeling that great or it's really dusty or something's up and my head hurts or something, then I'll have tea. If I don't have tea at breakfast, I'll have tea not long after because tea rocks. But today I'm going to have, sometimes I have my Keurig coffee at breakfast, but today I'm going to have the Taster's Choice hazelnut, just because I feel like it. Now, my personal relationship with food is a complex one. I love food. I love food. Food has always been one of my best friends and one of my worst enemies at the same time. When I get into a difficult emotional state, one of two things will happen. Either I stop eating completely, or I eat more than I should. I do have a tendency towards eating disorders. And that's why my weight has always gone up and down throughout my life. Right now, I'm at quite a heavy weight, which I'm not liking. Not the heaviest I've ever been, obviously. But a lot heavier than I'd like. There were times in my life where I was underweight. Quite a bit underweight, actually. Whether or not my antidepressants play a part in this, absolutely. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for what we eat and what we put into our mouths. At home, now I'm not saying this to kind of blame anyone, I'm just stating facts. At home, when I was young, when I was little, food was always used as a comfort. My mother had been through the Holocaust, where there was a shortage of food. Thus, food became a reward, never a punishment. It was never like you don't get food. It was like, you had a bad day, have some food. You had a great day, celebrate with some food. Which I know a lot of us have, and it's not really the best. It's not, well, a lot of people say food shouldn't be used that way. And it shouldn't, but the truth is that it is used that way, whether you like it or not. It is used as a social thing, it is used as an emotional thing. It is the, it is the center of most social gatherings. And so some of us develop a very complex relationship with it. Very complex. So food is a very difficult subject. I love to cook. Believe it or not, if there's one thing that I like more than eating is to feed other people. I love cooking. I love when people eat my food. I love making food for people. I think I get that from my mom. Bless her heart and soul. Along with her nose. That's about what I inherited from her. So, food is a problematic subject. When I was in abusive relationships, and I had been in quite a few of them have been emotional abuse, one had physical abuse in it, you know, food was the first thing to go. I was bordering on anorexia. Strangely enough, I was pleased at the time. Not from the relationship, but it kind of gave me some control when I had very little control. Now I'm in the best relationship I've ever been in, and the only relationship I ever want to be in. Food is not that much of an emotional issue, but it is. It has nothing to do with my relationship. It's more about whether or not I'm stressing about other things. So that's the emotional complexity food and I have. Now, as far as what I like and don't like, first of all, it's funny. One of the things that was asked is whether we like to sample other people's food and how do we feel about eating food off people's plates, etc. I hate it. I hate when I order something at a restaurant and before I even finish ordering, someone says, oh, I'm going to have to try your food. It's like, you know, sod off. You could have ordered it. It's not a matter of kind of being stingy about it. It's more of a matter of I don't like, I find it a bit, I know it's not very nice, but I find it a bit repulsive. I don't like to use other people's forks. I don't like to drink from other people's cups. I will not take a bite out of people's sandwiches. I've seen people do that and it makes me absolutely sick. And it's nothing personal. I don't like it. I mean, I'll if it's finger food, I don't mind so much. You know what I mean? But if it has to, if a fork needs to be used, then I have an issue. I do it because, you know, I do it, but I'm not a huge fan of it.
You do it with me, though.
I don't mind doing it with you. You're different.
I try and use your fork if I can.
I don't mind doing it with you. You're different. So I do have an issue with it. And I've always had an issue with it. Like, my mother always tells people the story and it will always remind me of, ever since I was little, I would not, if she gave me something to taste, I would make sure that nobody, including her, has bitten into it, drank from it, eaten from it, used the spoon, used the fork. It makes me absolutely sick. Sick to my stomach. I know it's horrible. But that's, unfortunately, that's how it is. So I don't particularly like sharing my food. I'll share it before... Like, I don't mind sharing it before it started, but... If that makes any kind of sense. But once it's someone's food, like, I'm very generous with my food. I'll cook for people from here to no end, but don't touch what's on my plate. And I don't want to touch what's on your plate. I think it also goes back to, again, and I don't want to seem like I'm blaming my mother for everything, but because my mother had been through the Holocaust and food was in such shortage, which she never, bless her, she never made us finish our food from the plate. She never, I hear of parents saying, you're not getting up from this table until your plate is empty. No, we were never forced to eat, but if we didn't finish our food, well, if I didn't finish our food, she would finish it off our plates, and that, I hated that. I hated that, and she'd do that sometimes in front of my friends, and it would really embarrass me. I don't know why. I just never liked it. So, what are my favorite foods? You know that changes? I think my favorite food in the world is fresh bread. Fresh bread and butter. What can be better than that, tell me? I love fresh bread. I love it. It's a weakness. It's very hard for me. I'm a big carbohydrate person. I love carbohydrates. Whether it's bread, whether it's potatoes, whether it's pasta, whatever you call it. I love it. Especially bread. Bread and butter. I could live on bread and butter. Bread, butter, and cheese. Fortunately for me, I do love vegetables and fruit. I love it. So I don't have a problem eating healthy. Lately, I'm not extremist by any means, but I have chosen the vegan path, so it doesn't really include a lot of butter and cheese. But sometimes I veer more towards vegetarian. And it's not that I never have meat anymore. I just find that I feel better when there's no meat in my diet, so I just don't. I use all the substitutes, the soy, the tofu, all the disgusting things that I swore I'd never use. But actually, if you know how to cook them, they're not too bad. So I'll use that. I do enjoy vegan food, and that's why I don't mind being vegan. Like, I'm having my coffee with soy milk, and I'm happy with it. To the point where now I can say without any doubt and without pretending, I'm absolutely being honest, I prefer it. I prefer it to regular milk. Now, I don't think I can have it with tea. So usually nowadays I'll have black tea with brown sugar or with agave syrup, which is another vegan healthy solution. I don't use white flour and white sugar. I just don't. I absolutely believe that organic is better for us. The problem I have is that some countries don't have clear-cut organic standards, and so they may sell things as organic when they're not. Unfortunately, this country is included in this, Israel. Israel is included. The thing is that there's no... they're working on it, but some organic fields are right next to regular fields, and then you have the, what do you call it, those little airplanes that, that kind of, pesticides and stuff, and so some of it will get onto the organic stuff. So sometimes, but I do believe, I do think there is a difference in taste. I really do. I'm not kidding. I think it tastes different. And especially things like tomatoes and cucumbers and other things I don't really notice, but tomatoes and cucumbers, which are a staple food in Israel. And by the way, when I say cucumbers, I know a lot of you imagine one of those long cucumbers. Here we don't have those big long cucumbers. The cucumbers are like, I don't know, the size of, smaller than a carrot. A little bit fatter, but not a lot, and smaller. We have very small cucumbers, and they taste a lot nicer and a lot less watery than cucumbers on the continent. I don't like the big cucumbers. I think they're not very nice. So sometimes it's hard to know if you're really buying organic, but and I do think I especially like, I don't really eat meat anymore, like I say, but if I'm making food for Jeff, and I'm making things like chicken, I will buy hormone-free, antibiotic-free chicken. And apparently, it tastes nice. It tastes nicer. They are smaller chickens, so you see the difference, but they seem to have more flavor, they seem to have a nicer aroma. My mom says they have a nicer color. And you know, there's this crap, there's so much crap that you know the animals get fed. Yeah, the reason why I avoid meat is a bit complex. It's, if I think about it, yes, it is the cruelty, it is the killing. It is eating, how do I explain it? It's not so much, you know, I know, I wasn't born yesterday. I know about the food chain. I know that we're, you know, that's how it is. It's not so much that, it's the energetic, I'm a bit of a new age person, so it's kind of like eating something that has been killed, and consuming its energy of fear and pain and whatever. And I don't care how humane these places are, there's still fear and pain. I think we, and I don't mean to offend anyone, because, hey, I'll tell you the truth, a nice juicy steak does taste nice, okay? But I feel that affects me. But again, I'm not one of these extreme people, you know? If that's what's going, that's what's going. I don't expect, when I go to other people's houses, I don't expect them to cook vegetarian for me. I'll eat what there is, because I think it's really, I don't know. You got to know how to be social with people, you know? Okay, if we all go to a restaurant, I will try, if I can, to order something that's suitable for my diet. But if I go to somebody's house and they make a meal, then that's different. What are some things that are in my cupboard that I can't do without? Bread or rolls or things like that. Coffee, tea. Love coffee, love tea. Always vegetables and fruit at home. Always. There's usually butter in the fridge. Love potatoes in any shape or form, except, believe it or not, I don't like fried food, so I'm not huge on chips and things like that. I love mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, roast potatoes, Love them. If there's one food that I would take with me to a desert island, it's mashed potatoes. Love them. With loads of butter. Yes, I know. So, I do like to cook. I do like different things. I do like to experiment with new foods. What's the strangest thing that I've eaten? I think it's a Korean meal with slimy things that I didn't know what they were.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand.
In New Zealand, yeah.
I think that was weird. I do love spicy food. I love spicy food. I will not eat Indian. Indian doesn't agree with me, not because of the spice, but because the curry has some ingredient in it. I don't know if it's the cardamom or the turmeric or something that I just can't stomach. I literally get an upset stomach. I'm not huge in Chinese curry either. I do like Chinese food, good Chinese food, but not the curry. I will have Thai curry, happily. I'll have Mexican food. There you go. Hello? Where are you?
What? Oh, I'm just getting the people down. We need to take right again.
Hold it. A couple of rolls. I try not to buy crisps or what people call potato chips or corn chips because I have a very big problem controlling my portions. I love snacky foods. I love little things. I love eating little things, you know what I mean? Like nibblies and things like that. I could live on those, and that's my downfall, because it's very easy to eat too much of them. So I don't have crisps at home, and I usually crave them every day. But it's better for me not to have them. Fruit or candy? Either. There's nothing nicer than, like, you know, nice piece of fruit and then a little bit of chocolate after. But no, usually it will be fruit, actually. But sometimes after a meal, I do like to eat. I'm not huge on fruit after a meal. And it's actually not that good for you to have fruit right after a meal. It kind of ferments in your stomach. But sometimes I do need something small and sweet after a meal. Let's see if there's anything else that I'm missing. I will not try, even at the times where I do eat meat, I will not have internal organs, like, you know, hearts, liver, you know, kidneys, pancreas, brains, whatever, and I will not have strange animals like
kangaroo,
and I don't know what the difference is, but I won't have it.
You talked about usually not eating meat and also not wanting to eat fried foods, but you didn't mention the problem that this can cause, which you might be interested in talking about.
Which?
Well, particularly when we were in the UK, you found that a lot of the vegetarian things were fried.
That was crazy. I found that the UK is very... When you eat at a restaurant in the UK, it's very hard to find vegetarian options that are not fried. Like if you have a corn burger, not a corn burger, a veggie burger, it will be deep fried, which I don't get. Here, a veggie burger is grilled. So in the UK, I did eat quite a bit of fish because I didn't want to eat fried food. And not so much fish and chips. I don't like fish and chips. Well, I don't like batter. I don't like batter at all. So I'll have, you know, crumbed or breaded, whatever you want to call it. But I will not have batter because I don't like it. I don't like anything that has greasy things on it. Not huge. I mean, yeah, bacon and sausage, they taste great. I love the taste of them, don't get me wrong. But after two bites, I'm like, oh, no. So usually for breakfast in the UK, it was hard to be vegan there. So I basically was vegetarian. So it included eggs. And so I would have scrambled eggs on toast. I used to hate beans. I discovered that beans on toast is actually quite a lovely thing. So thanks to the UK for introducing me to beans on toast. It was a hard barrier to cross, but it was nice because I'm not huge on like beans, lentils, and things like that. But baked beans on toast is nice. What else? I do enjoy Mediterranean cooking because because it's healthier and because it has lots of fresh ingredients. I do love cooking with fresh ingredients. I don't like cooking out of mixes, packets, tins. I just don't. I'll make my own pasta sauce and things like that. I know there was a question, I think it was Food Galore, who raised a question about how healthy is it to use olive oil. Olive oil is very healthy. It's probably one of the healthiest oils you can use. The trick with it is not to fry. Olive oil, unfortunately, burns at a very low temperature. And so it kind of separates, and the resulting separated things are A, not very tasty because it burns, and B, not healthy. So if you're going to use olive oil in your cooking, always add it after you put some things. Don't fry in it. For salads, it's the best. It's best not to heat olive oil. But if you're going to heat it, make sure there's stuff in the pot with it, that it's not the base of your food. Like, if you're making rice and you want to add some olive oil in it, cook the rice, then add the olive oil. Same with veg. I like to drizzle it on things, so then it's not, you know, it doesn't overheat. Because, yeah, don't fry your scrambled eggs in olive oil. It's not healthy. Right. Okay. I think I've just about exhausted. Well, no, I haven't, because I'd never exhaust the topic of food, but I have bored you. And yes, I do crave bacon sandwiches. Well, not so much great bacon sandwiches, but I do like bacon and eggs. I don't like things like fried bread and fried things, but scrambled eggs with a bit of bacon is nice. Especially if the bacon isn't fried. It's done on the grill, it's even nicer. I hope I answered everything. I hope you all have a good day with lots of food. I will exercise. My trainer is coming today, so I feel that I can have this bread roll that I have in front of me with my coffee. I have some leftover food from yesterday, which is rice noodles stir-fried with some peppers, red peppers. And I made little burgers or patties out of soy, mixed with onions, leeks, potatoes, to form little veggie burgers, but they're more like patties. So that's my food plan for today. And, well, I'm sure there'll be some unexpected stuff. But that's, and I did make a vegetable soup yesterday, so that's going to be, that's going to be consumed as well. Right, have a lovely day and enjoy. Eat nice food. It is good.
Speech on. Pause recording. Button.